It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and we are here in Medora inside the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame Museum and Heritage Center of Western Heritage and Culture. I tell you what, this is every year I get back here, and this is the place to be. If you've never been to Medora and you want to know about cowboys and Native American Western Heritage, come to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And I'm with Gerald Stucca, who is the president of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And Jerry, I don't know, this is such a beautiful facility.
It absolutely is, and I have to say, it's improving every year. We continue to make changes and upgrades in our patio and this building. We have new windows here. We've got things have just, I don't know, I won't hesitate to use turn the corner here, but I think they really have. We're strong financially. We've got a beautiful facility and a beautiful place in Western North Dakota. Last night, for example, we met on the patio as a group. It was a full house, lots of people, great fellowship, great visiting. Just a great time and a great place to be here in Medora, North Dakota.
Amen to that. Amen to that. It is wonderful. You got to get out here and see it. Now, just completed the class of 2022 induction ceremony, and we've got some new people into the hall. And we've, of course, done several stories on that. But let's move ahead now past this weekend. What does the Cowboy Hall of Fame looking at next? Are you looking at the State Fair, or what are some of the upcoming events, Jerry?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, we've got the State Fair coming up, and we have a unique opportunity to participate in the parade at the opening of the State Fair, and they've asked, and the Cowboy Hall, North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame is kind of going to kind of be featured, so that we're going to participate as the Grand Marshal of the parade at the beginning of the State Fair. And so myself and two of our other former presidents, Jim Chamley and Phil Baird, are going to be in that parade as Grand Marshals. We're going to have our members, whoever, our board members, come and show up and be in part of that parade. The Budweiser Clydesdales are going to be in that parade.
All right.
So we're just looking forward to that event where we actually get to highlight the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame here in Medora at the State Fair in Minot. And that is the, I can't remember the dates.
I can't either, but I know it's like the third week
July.
Of July.
Yeah, that's right. It's like July 23rd. You'll find it. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that time. We really are. And there'll be lots of people on staff here in Medora that will be up there. Irene Johnson will be selling tickets for the raffle, and just lots of activities for you to come up and enjoy yourselves and see how the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame has been highlighted this year at the State Fair.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they always do a great job, too, in Minot at the North Dakota State Fair. Let's talk about something that somebody put a buzz in my ear about a new rodeo arena in Medora that is being proposed. It's in the works. What can you tell us about this, Jerry?
Yeah, so the rodeo arena and facilities, right, what I call on the east side of Medora, are considered to be maybe a little outdated and maybe a little obsolete. The idea is to attract more, I guess what I would say, highly rated rodeos to Medora itself. And so the idea is to build new facilities just to the west, a little ways to the west of where we are here at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame building. It'll be a great thing, I think. Medora's changing, for some would say for the worse, some will say for the better. I don't know where to come down on this. It's a beautiful little town, but as most of you know, there's also the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library coming to Medora. We'll have new rodeo facilities. And so things change. When new things come in, there'll likely be more people living here in the wintertime as well. And so we talk about a lot of things as a board. How do we stay current? How do we have enough room here for expansion? How does Medora itself, the city of, handle the infrastructure of having more people here, even on a year-round basis? So lots of conversations taking place to make sure that we're not left behind, but that we stay up with what's going on here in this little town in Western North Dakota that's such a beautiful place.
Well, I can't imagine. I'm just thinking to myself, Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library up where the Burning Hill Singers, you know, where the Medora musical is. You got the Jaden Terrence and all of that. That coming in the future, and maybe a new rodeo arena. To me, on paper, it looks like this is going to attract more visitors.
Yes, it undoubtedly will. And, you know, for those of you that have been here during the summer months, during the busier time, you understand that some of the logistical issues that we faced. It's hard to find a place to park, sometimes hard to find a place to stay. And so for better, again, for worse, for richer, for poorer, things will have to change a little bit. And hopefully we can do it in a manner that encompasses the beauty of this place to begin with, that we're not creating structures and places where it's almost makes the place not look like Medora anymore. We want it to stay the same the way it looks, but it will change, and hopefully for the better, and so that more people can actually enjoy this place like Steve and I are getting to do here this weekend.
That's great. Thank you, Jerry. So much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Steve. I enjoy doing this.
Jerry, Gerald Stucca, the president of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and also he's kind of lives close to home near Cooperstown, North Dakota. So our guest on today's Voice of the Valley as we highlight some upcoming events for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame on our Voice of the Valley for today.